Baa!
I see.
Talk like a goat.
Uh-huh.
I can't mock them good.
Uh-huh.
That's the way they'd go. They'd bleach, you know, that way.
I see.
And the old cows would moo.
And if a horse came in and he was hungry, and he'd kind of go like that.
Nicker.
That would be a nicker. Uh-huh. He'd be in a good mood, though, wouldn't he?
He'd call you.
I see. Tell you. Have mules? Did you have mules on
yes.
the side?
Yes, mules and horses both.
Mm-hmm. And
we'd shuck the corn when they'd gather. It'd take up so much room with all the shucks on. We'd shuck the corn. That's my daddy doing that. And put it in the crib and ready to go to mill, you know, or feed or eat, whatever I want to do. Take these shucks, put them in a pen and raise pumpkins in the cornfield, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put the pumpkins in there with the shucks. They'd stay there all the winter. Go get a pumpkin, cook it there if you want to.
I see. Where would you keep the hay?
Up in there, over the top.
I see. Would that be the loft?
Loft, yes.
All that
would be a loft up over the top and then installed down here.
I see.
Get the hay up there.
Do you remember how they used to cut the hay and
they had a machine. No, they had, when they'd cut oats, no, they had to cut, they'd have a, let's see, they called a scythe, I believe. It's a long blade with a handle and some fingers, they called it. And they'd go along this way and cut it. And then they'd take it and put it in bundles.
Uh-huh.
And then stack it up in the field till it'd dry. Put about a dozen bundles, or six or seven in a little stack, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And put one over the top so it wouldn't rain on the hose.
And then dry out there. That's,
but they call that a cradle. I don't know how to tell you it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fixed with a big blade at the bottom and then had little prongs up here to catch it when it fell back in. It'd fall back in there. Then you take your hand and rig it up and then tie it in little hands, they call it, tie little bundles, and then put them in a big bundle, stack them up.
Now that'd be the oats.
That'd be the oats.
The oats, huh?
And they'd pull the fodder, you know, and do it the same way. And pull that by hand, mm-hmm. tie it in bundles, and stick it up on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd dry.
Dry out.
If you didn't, it'd catch a fire when you put it up in the barn.
Oh, I see.
If you put up that green, it'd
have it dried then.
It'd catch a fire.
After the oats would be dry, what would be the next thing they'd do to it? Do you remember how they used to get the little grain out?
No, we just fed it to the cow, to the mules. No,
oh, I see.
We just fed it to them.
You never threshed?
No.
Did you ever grow any wheat?
No.
And when you cut the hay, did you ever store any hay outside? Say,
they make
put a pole and...
Yes, make stacks. Call it a haystack.
That'd be the haystack. How high would that be?
Well, it'd be way up high on this, way up high on this.
Oh.
And we used to go hay riding. Hitch up a pair of mules to the wagon and fill the bed full of hay. All climb up there and go hay ride.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the fun we had.
I see.
As that we got great big children, you know.
Mm-hmm. Anything else around the little other little buildings? You'd have the smokehouse and the yeah. barn, and what other buildings would you
in
have?
The chicken house.
And chicken house.
House for the chickens.
Uh-huh. Would you have a place for tools or wagons or?
Yes, had a shed on the side of the crib. There's a wagon going on there.
I wonder if you tell me about the house. In fact, I'd like to make a...
We had a house, we had a buggy house too.
A buggy house?
Had a buggy and